Well, sir, it's early evening as we enter the small house halfway up in the next block now. And here in the living room, we find Mr. and Mrs. Victor Gook. Vic has apparently said something to upset his wife because she's regarding him wrathfully.
Listen. Nuisance? It's a lot more than just a nuisance. It's a big, mean job of work.
Well, I didn't know, kiddo.
No, you never know. That's the man of it.
Trivial thing in the world. He handed me a wad of bills and says, Gook, here's $20. Next time the missus goes shopping, ask her to pick me up a few Christmas presents and mail them.
Huh?
Well, that's not much of a chore, is it?
I have to pick out a bunch of presents, wrap them, address them, and mail them, huh?
Oh, I never thought anything about it, Sade. I imagined it was something you could maybe do in 5 minutes.
Yeah, that's the man of it. I bet if somebody gave you a bucket of paint and a brush and said, next time the missus is down on Center Street, ask her to put a couple of coats of green paint on the People's Bank building, you'd take it.
Oh, hey. A ray of sunshine. Bully wants you to buy yourself a Christmas present. He'll pay you for your trouble.
What kind of a Christmas present?
Any kind you want, I guess. Take it out of the $20.
Oh, Vic.
Okay, I'm a fathead.
How many Christmas presents am I supposed to pick out?
I got a list here in my pocket.
Well, let's see it.
Well, it says, I'm a bachelor, Gook. I don't know what to buy for people. Think your missus would help me out?
Is that the list?
Yeah. Mr. and Ms. R.K. Lieferts, 1109 West Kilgore Avenue, Pittsburgh, Ohio.
Well, who are Mr. and Mrs. R.K. Lieferts, 1109 West Kilgore Avenue, Pittsburgh, Ohio?
I don't know.
Are they Mr. Bullard's cousins or uncles or in-laws or something?
I don't know.
What shall I buy for them? How much shall I spend on them?
Well, have a heart, kiddo.
Read the next name.
If I'm to be tortured and made miserable over this, I'm almost tempted to undertake the job myself.
You go right ahead.
Don't strike me as such a task, walking in a department store and picking up a few odds and ends.
Don't it?
No.
Read the next name on the list.
Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Henry, and Edna Gooding. Rural Route 8, Minneapolis, Minnesota.
Is that all one family?
I suppose. All got the same last name, Gooding.
Are they children?
I don't know.
Does Mr. Buller want them each to have a separate present, or does he want just a single present for the whole outfit?
Well, I expect you can use your own judgment on that. Because he said, tell the missus she's a free agent, Gook. Won't make the slightest difference to me what she picks out.
Read off them names again.
Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry, and Edna Gooding.
Cigars, or shall I buy baby rattles?
I imagine they're children.
Do you? What makes you imagine that?
They sound like children.
Sound like?
Oh, 7, maybe. Mm.
Brothers and sisters, you suppose?
Yeah.
6 brothers and sisters, all age 7. Boy, there's an outfit that's got that Canadian family with their quintuplets backed off the map.
Well, send them handkerchiefs. You can't go wrong on handkerchiefs no matter what their age is.
Any others on your list?
Oh, quite a few more.
Mm.
Mr. and Ms. Margaret Gack, 218 South Union Boulevard, Humphreyside, Michigan.
Mr. and Mrs. Margaret Gack?
That's what Buller's got jotted down here.
Is the man's name Margaret?
Well, I presume.
What kind of a Christmas present would you pick out for a Mr. Margaret Gack?
Handkerchief.
Handkerchief for Mrs. Margaret Gack, too?
Sure. Miss Olive Soppers, 213,529 North Oak Street, Seattle, Iowa. That can't be right.
Miss Olive Soppers lives at 213,529 North Oak Street.
That can't be right.
Her home must be right near the edge of town.
Buller must have made a mistake.
When are you going to see Buller again?
Sometime in January. Mm. Cora, Mildred, Arnold, Allen, and Bertie Feach, Anderson, Wyoming.
Brothers and sisters?
I imagine.
What age do they sound like?
Oh, heck, you don't.
22?
My handkerchief idea is a solution to this whole business. Everybody uses handkerchiefs.
Read me some more nice names.
Reverend Griswold J. Fix. Holy smoke.
What's the matter?
This name, I can't pronounce it. F-I-X-O-L-M-H-T-H-R-Y. Fix-Olmsley, I guess. Reverend Oswald J. Fix-Olmsley.
Where does he live? 19,608,402 West Grove Street.
Is it 716 Creeper Boulevard, Yatchman, Texas?
Suppose he'd like a nice handkerchief?
Probably be charmed with a nice handkerchief.
Is that all the people?
No, Emmett Chindle Jr. and Moses.
Moses?
Yeah.
Who's Moses?
Maybe his little boy.
Or his horse, or his dog, or his butler, or his uncle.
Well, it was awful sloppy the way he jotted down these names. Emmett Chindle Jr. and Moses. Room 619, Indianapolis, Wisconsin.
Room 619, Indianapolis, Wisconsin.
Yeah.
That's some dandy address.
Emmett Chindle Jr. and Moses probably live in some hotel, and Buller carelessly forgot to put it down. Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry, and Edna Jackson. Rural Route 10, Funnel Orchard, Montana.
That's the same outfit you read before.
Uh-uh.
Well, sure it is. Look up at the top of your list there.
Oh,
I remember
that. Oh, no, by George.
Sure, Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry.
Oh, wait a minute. The people up at the top of the list are named Goody, and they live in Minnesota. This other gag's name is Jackson, and they live in Montana.
Both outfits got the same bunch of first names?
Yeah. Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry, and Edna Goody. Rural Route 8, Minneapolis, Minnesota. And down here, Cyril, May, Eugene, Agnes, Harry, and Edna Jackson. Rural Route 10, Funnel Orchard, Montana.
Quite a coincidence.
Yeah.
Any more nice people?
Culvert C. Culvert. Culvert Culvert Company. Culvert Building. 2126 Culvert Street. Culvert, Kentucky.
Oh, calm now.
No, that's down here.
Let's see one.
Hmm? Culvert C. Culvert. Culvert Culvert Company. Culvert Building. 2126 Culvert Street. Culvert, Kentucky.
Hey, look at all those names.
There's quite a few.
How much money did Mr. Buller give you?
$20.
And out of that $20 will have to come postage and everything.
Well, $20 ought to stretch out okay if you buy handkerchiefs. I should think $20 is
less. Telephone ring. I'll get it.
Fred and Lucy?
Wouldn't be surprised. Feel like 500?
Sure. Mr. and Mrs. Joel Eggwalk, Wilkes, South Dakota.
Well, those people are all Mr. Buller's relations.
I imagine a good many are.
Yes. Oh, yes, Fred. Just had an idea, was you. No, not a thing in the world. Why, I bet we'd jump at the chance. Sure. All right, Fred, we'll be looking for you. You bet, Fred. You bet. Goodbye, Fred. Just pump up a tire. They'll be here in half an hour or so.
Uh-huh. Here's some relations.
Huh?
Glenn, Stover, Helen, Willis, and Forrestal Buller. 560 West Wilp Street, Mexico City, Connecticut.
Hmm.
Here's the last name on the list. Fishigan, Fishigan, Sishigan, Michigan.
What?
Well, his name is Fishigan. First name is Hishigan. Lives in a town called Sishigan in Michigan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Hishigan, Fishigan, Sishigan, Michigan.
Oh, my stars.
I'm glad to see your good humor's restored, Stevie.
How many names on that list?
34. Can you get 34 good handkerchiefs for $20?
Oh, sure.
How much do you estimate to make the postage?
Oh, say $5.
Please, $15 for handkerchief. Well, that's in the neighborhood of 45 cents per handkerchief. Can you get a pretty good grade handkerchief for 45 cents?
Oh, get wonderful handkerchiefs for 45 cents.
I'll handle the mail and the stuff.
All right.
I'll help you wrap the packages, too. Give you a hand with the address.
All right.
I like to do favors for Buller because, after all, he's a big shot in the company.
Telephone ringing.
Good old kind to keep off the grass, never look a gift horse in the mouth, trustworthy Bluetooth Jensen.
Bluetooth is with Rush down at the YMCA.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. Oh, yes, Fred. Oh, now, hey. No, but you're always treating. Well, all right. If you want to throw your lovely spondulics to the four winds... All right. What flavor ice cream you want?
Maple.
Now, why do you constantly say maple? You appreciate Fred despises maple.
Tutti frutti.
He despises tutti frutti also.
What don't you despise?
Chocolate.
Okay, chocolate.
Fred! Vic is shouting and screaming his head off clamoring for chocolate flavor. Yes. Yes. Fine. All righty, Fred. Goodbye, Maple.
Well, heck.
What's that young lady's address on Mr. Buller's list there, the list afar off?
Miss Olive Sappers, 213,529 North Oak Street, Seattle, Iowa.
And who are the people that live in the room?
Emmett Chindle, Jr. and Moses, room 619, Indianapolis, Wisconsin.
And the Calvert fella?
Culvert C. Culvert. Culvert Culvert Company. Culvert Building. 2126 Culvert Street. Culvert, Kentucky.
And the man that's name and address and everything all right.
Mr. Fishigan Fishigan of Sishigan, Michigan.
Which concludes another brief interlude of that small house halfway up in the next block. But be sure to come along when we visit Vic and Sade the next time. This is Ed Hurley, he's speaking.